Love. For feeding us with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of your Son and heirs of your eternal kingdom. And now, Father, send us out to do the work you have given us to do, to love and serve you as faithful witnesses of Christ our Lord. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit, be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen.
Mr. Vesper wanted to tell you a story.
I don't know how many people believe in miracles. I never did. But about 3 months ago, I was evacuated out of here to Anchorage. And they said I had a congestion heart failure and then my kidneys were quit working. And I get down there and congestion heart failure is when you get so much fluid in your body, it gets up around your lungs and your heart and everything just quits. Well, when I went down there, I weighed 418 pounds. I come out of there, I weighed 322, I think it was. I'd lost that much of water on my body. So anyway, I stayed down there 3 weeks. They done a little work on my heart that I didn't even know was wrong with it. They fixed that. They sent me back home. And I had to go take dialysis here over by the hospital there, that one building back of the clinic there in Airport Lake, 3 days a week. And about 2 weeks ago, the kidney doctor from Akron's come up here checking on his patients. He was here in Akron, the fairway. He come to me and he said, "You know, Bill," he said, "I'm going to have you take some tests." So I had to take some urine tests and a bunch of blood. And they sent all that stuff back to Anchorage to him. I was in there taking my dialysis, sat in the big chair, all hooked up to that machine. And here come all the nurses over to me. And they looked at me all smiling. They said, "Bill, your kidneys are working again. You can go off dialysis." So as far as I know now, I don't know what happened. Just a miracle. It's all I got, sir. And that, the good Lord had to be there somewhere. Anyway, now I'm learning to walk again. I'm not walking. I come out of the hospital down here. But I'm learning to walk again, and my kidneys are working perfect now. Down there, where I was doing dialysis, they had never heard in Alaska here of anybody having going to dialysis that ever could quit. And the lady down there, one of the older ladies that works there, said there's 0.25% of people in the world that ever come out of this thing don't have to do dialysis. Thank you.
Some of what this week is about is don't be afraid. There's no place you can go that God has not been. In as much as we realize our wounds and our weaknesses, then we will find His. In as much as we find our tears, we will find His. In as much as we listen, we will hear His surprises. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with us this Holy Week and remain with us always. Amen. There's no closing hymn on Palm Sunday. The closing hymn is the first Easter song next week. There's only one service. This is the beginning of it. It doesn't end till next Sunday. But I ask you to please stand then for the silent recessional.